The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now. Yet what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder. But others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. The Gospel of the Lord. When we say that Jesus redeemed the world, what we're saying is that we become a new creation. Jesus transfigures and transforms us into a new creation. Our vices are burned away so we, as a new creation, can live beyond everlasting death, sin, and evil. Now, the first reading, Jeremiah is talking about this new creation. Here it is. "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah." Now get this, everyone. "I will place my law within them and write it on their hearts." The purpose of God's law is to transform and to transfigure us into a new creation. It's to free us to be the people that God has called us to be. Now, where do we find the law? It's in Exodus. It's the Ten Commandments. But we can sum up the law this way. The first one, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul." And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. It's a love that asks nothing in return. Jesus is the law in the flesh. Now, where are we transformed and where are we transfigured? Where is that law written on our hearts? It's right here. It's in the Mass. And you hear it every time the Mass is celebrated. Jesus speaks through the priest and you hear it at every single Mass. Here it is. "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant." That new covenant that Jeremiah was talking about began and was instituted at the Last Supper. The law which transforms and which transfigures your heart and my heart, you know where it's written and when it is written? When you come up here and you receive the Eucharist. Jesus is the law, and we are conformed to Jesus in and through the Eucharist. Now, you might be saying, "You know what? Okay, I come and I receive the Eucharist all the time, but I still sin." It's to be expected. Our human nature changes slowly. We pick up vices through our life. But get this. The Eucharist is made available to you every single day at every Mass. And the more you eat the body of Christ, the more you become a new creation and I become a new creation. That's the new covenant right here. The one prophesied by Jeremiah, the one that is available to you right now.